Let's talk films. Well, swearing on films. Because British filmmaker Sean McAllister has unveiled his latest documentary, A Northern Soul, and it's been getting rave reviews. But he is angry at the censors for giving it a 15 certificate, which means only people aged 15 and over can watch it. The film is about Steve, who struggles to make ends meet as he tries to take his hip-hop bus to children in the British city of Hull.
The British Board of Film Classification says there are too many swear words in the film for a 12A certificate, which would allow children under 12 to see the film if they're accompanied by their parents. I spoke to Sean McAllister a little earlier.
I had my documentary filmmaker's hat on. Steve's dream to help kids in a poor estate whilst being in a poor job himself seemed such a humble but beautiful thing to look at. And I think that just illustrates the very tender line in which a lot of people are living. And I think that's exactly really what I wanted to look at. It's quite invisible. We have a lot of work now. When I grew up in the 80s in the north, there really wasn't work. There is a lot of work now, but it's these very difficult jobs that are unregulated because we no longer have trade unions, and we have an unregulated working environment, and we have these things called zero-hour contracts where people are working very flexibly with employers, and that flexibility doesn't allow them to have any stability of regular income at home, and it just takes one or two little blops in that week that'll drop you. You can drop through the net and need to be at a food bank, and you know, you're suddenly struggling. That is not the image of a lot of people think of Britain.
And yet, in trying to tell that story to people outside of Hull, to people who knew Hull many years ago, but in trying to tell this story to the world, you've run into a bit of difficulty with the censorship board, namely because of the classification of the film. You want to show it to a younger audience, but they now say you have too many profanities, too many F words in it, and it can't be shown to the age group that you think should be seeing it. Can you understand why they've classified it for age 15?
Well, I can in one sense, but I can't really in another sense, because I was shocked basically when that happened. Because if I'd have understood there was any danger of it being classed a 15, I would have amended that. But it's so not a 15. You know, when you look at Mission Impossible, where they put a gun in front of someone's face and blow his head off, which is currently a 12A. When you look at the beginning of Transformers, when you look at these films that kids are watching. And then you look at other films with posh people, like in The King's Speech, where there's a scene called the swearing scene. They give a special exemption for posh people that are using a whole lot more swear words in a scene than is in my film. But is there something more scary when poor people swear?
So do you think that the classification board said you have to make it a 15 only because it's working class people who are swearing, or because they actually feel 12-year-olds shouldn't be hearing 19 F words in a film?
Well, their rule book says you're not allowed more than 4 F words. But their rule book also says that they can give, as they did with the King's Speech, an exemption. And my point is, if you gave the King's Speech an exemption for the swearing scene, you should look at the overall value of this film to kids and give this an exemption. I cannot bleep Steve because Steve is credible to those kids.
You see, that's where what I was going to ask you, actually, Sean, because I was going to say that how would you feel if people said, look, I don't expect you to edit what Steve is saying. I kind of want to hear the passion in his voice, and we can understand why telling him beforehand, please don't swear or please watch how you speak, may stop him in some way from being normal, being vocal in the way he wants to express himself. But how about just bleeping? When you hear an F word, just bleeping over it, allowing the classification board to bleep it. Wouldn't that be okay?
Well, it would be ridiculous. And it would go against all the hard efforts that I get to have somebody speak in the way that they speak. In his expression, he is not swearing in the film in front of the kids. He's not swearing in any aggressive or any violent way. He's swearing in a way that is kind of culturally celebrated, so much so in Philip Larkin's poems From the City, highlighted the beauty of how people express themselves.
Sean McAllister, the documentary maker.
Very interesting debate there about, you know, whether or not there is value in just leaving something as is, despite the swear words.